We didn't bring any farmers with us today, Phil Korman from CISA.
No, we did not.
But we are going to bring farmers with us on the march for the food bank this Monday and Tuesday. Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, just got a big, was it a state grant?
Yes, we got a state grant through the Mass Department of Agricultural Resources. We do look towards that every year because it really does fund some of the important marketing work we do for all the 275 farms in the valley. So that was great news.
And not only do you organize the farmers in this area to market why we should eat local food and support our local farms, but you have also organized the farmers that will be marching along with us on the March for the Food Bank this Monday and Tuesday, because farms do play a pivotal role in the work that the food bank does.
Let me correct you a little bit there, Monty. You don't organize farmers.
It's like herding turtles.
And the other part is a lot of these farms are working full throttle up until Thanksgiving.
Especially the turkey farms, which they got to literally full throttle. Yeah.
Basically what I was able to do is just find out who was able to do some walking for the 2-day period. Neftali Duren is going the full way.
I think he is too, from Nuestras Raices in Holyoke.
That's right. Yep. The good Ben Clark, I believe, will be walking with you most of the second day.
Yeah.
And then you have some pit stops where we're going to have a chance to talk to some farmers who actually are giving to these organizations. So the Amherst Survival Center, I'm hoping that we'll have Glenroy Buchanan and Wally Sykalski come. Glenroy actually has been a leader in the forefront of trying to bring food to people who don't have access to local fresh food. And he's been working throughout Hampden County for years, starting up farmers markets, sometimes securing food from farm workers who are growing some food on the side. And he actually always tries to bring food to people that is appropriate for their culture. So Glenroy is an amazing individual. And then Wally Sykalski is Plainview Farm. And Plainview Farm is generally a wholesale farm. And Wally has been incredibly generous over the years to the food bank farm.
Also advocating for changing of the laws for immigrant work here, and held a conference with Jim McGovern over the summer about addressing these issues in light of current political situation. And Jim McGovern will be going this whole way as well, who does a lot for both farms and for fighting hunger.
He's in a unique position in Congress because he's been on the Agricultural Committee for years. He's always been a wonderful, important, strong advocate for hunger issues. And at the same time, he's made a point of educating himself about farms now that they're in his district. The Farm Bill incorporates both of those. And so it's really important that Congressman McGovern is out in front on both. And he always has been.
Phil Korman from CISA ran in the Clarkdale Cider Run, which was a benefit for CISA last week. You did good in the run, but then you hurt yourself moving the air conditioners out the next day?
Yeah, so here's the new rule of thumb. If you shave 3 minutes off your time on Monday morning, do not move air conditioners at work.
I have 2 air conditioners I got to move this weekend. No, no. Maybe I should wait till next weekend.
Wait till next weekend. Do not do it before, during, or right after Monty's march. Or bring the shopping cart to move them.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. All right, well, Phil Korman's going to visit us throughout different stops. We're going to make pit stops at Atlas Farm Market, which is right on the route on day two. And the farmers are going to be popping in and out throughout the course of the event. They donate a tremendous amount of food to the food bank.
Almost 20% of the produce that gets donated by the food bank, 20% of that produce that's fresh is actually local produce donated by our farmers. So that's over 540,000 pounds of produce. And that does not include our farms donating to the Amherst Survival Center, Northampton Survival Center, Holyoke Food Pantries throughout Hampden County, Greenfield. So it's an amazing act of generosity.
The farms play a pivotal role in making sure everyone gets fed and making sure the people who don't know where their next meal is coming from might know how they can get some fresh fruits and veggies into their bodies. So I thank you for helping to try to organize all these farmers over the course of the 2 days. For popping in, you'll be playing a little bit with the expandable brass band in there as well.
We can't help but show up sometimes.
Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, taking part in the Food Bank March Monday and Tuesday. BuyLocalFood.org.